I want to read the first part of this story to you in verses 22 to 27. It says this, but God, that's how it starts in verse 22. By the way, that's point number one this morning. You'll see that. But God was incensed that Balaam was going, and the angel of the Lord took his stand on the path to oppose him. Balaam was riding his donkey, and his two servants were with him. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord standing on the path with a drawn sword in his hand, she turned off the path and went into the field, so Balaam hit her to return her to the path. Then the angel of the Lord stood in a narrow passage between the vineyards with a stone wall on either side. The donkey saw the angel of the Lord and pressed herself against the wall, squeezing Balaam's foot against it, so he hit her once again. The angel of the Lord went ahead and stood in a narrow place where there was no room to turn to the right or to the left. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, she crouched down under Balaam. So he became furious and beat the donkey with his stick. Now, I don't know how many of you have ever heard this story, but you got to always pay special attention in the scripture where you're reading anything and it says, but God. That's also a great testimony for all of our lives. I would tell you that I was rocking along as a 12-year-old boy. I had grown up in church, been around the church my whole life. But at 12 years old, but God spoke to me, you're a sinner who needs to be forgiven of sin. And if you want to spend eternity in heaven, you need to place your faith in my son Jesus, that he died on the cross and that he rose from the dead and that he can forgive your sin. But God just changes everything. But it says in verse 22, but God was incensed. Now, I don't know about you, but when I read that, that kind of catches my eye a little bit, because you don't typically think about God being incensed, besides the fact that incensed just seems like it's kind of angry squared. It's like angry with an exponential factor to it, that God was incensed. I think when you read but God, you better pay attention. But anytime you read incensed, you better pay attention as well. Chapter 22, verse 6, it says that for Balaam, those that you bless are blessed and those that you curse are cursed. Balaam was a guy that was seeking after God, but when he didn't get the answer he wanted, when God said, you must not go with them, then he decided he would consult God again, and God said, okay, go with them. Do you think God ever does that with us? Do you think God ever just lets you do what you really want to do? Even though he's told you don't do that, or even though he said, make sure you do this, and you decide you don't want to do it, do you think God ever gives you an answer and then lets you go against what he told you the answer is? Don't we do that with our children? Isn't there a time that you say to them, don't touch that, it's hot. Don't touch that, it's hot. Don't touch that, it's hot. But after about three times, what do? I see you down here with me, Taylor. Hey, you just let them touch it, don't you? You know it's not good for them, but you finally think, hey, if you want to learn the hard way, learn the hard way. Do you think God ever lets us learn the hard way? He does. Unfortunately, I think it's interesting, but if you were going to pick out one word to describe donkeys, what would that word be? Isn't it interesting that we all pick the same word? It's interesting. We all pick the word stubborn. I knew what you were going to say because we all use the same word. Let me ask you this. Does that also describe us? Now, we are not donkeys. We are called what? Sheep. We're called sheep. Do you think of sheep as being stubborn? Most of us don't. But when we think of ourselves as people, do we think of ourselves as being stubborn? Yeah, the truth is God has things that he's spoken to each one of us in here. Every one of us in here. God has things he's calling you to do, and God has things he's calling you not to do. But we, unfortunately, are stubborn, and sometimes we got to learn the hard way. Some of you are in the process of learning a hard lesson this morning in life. Because God's given you direction, and God's given you answers, but you insist on doing it your way. For us, we could certainly describe us as stubborn. Sometimes we could describe us as foolish or foolhardy. Sometimes we could just describe us as almost just ignorant. Because we know that we can't go against God's word, and yet we consistently go against the things that God leads us to do and calls us to do. Look at verses 28 to 30. Here's the fishtail part of the story. It says, then the Lord opened the donkey's mouth, and she asked Balaam, what have I done to you that you have beaten me these three times? Balaam answered the donkey, you made me look like a fool. If I had a sword in my hand, I'd kill you now. But the donkey said, am I not the donkey you've ridden all your life until today? Have I ever treated you this way before? No, he replied. Now, I think it's interesting when we think about but God in verse 22, but in verse 28 through 30, I think it's always interesting when donkeys speak. That always kind of catches my eye. When I read things like that, it kind of catches my eye and I go, hey, what is the key here? Hey, when donkeys speak, the first thing you got to know when a donkey speaks is this, listen up. That's important. It's important that you listen up. Hey, let me ask you a question. To what extent does God have to go to get your attention? To what extent does God have to go to get your attention? In this particular story, he had to have a donkey speak before Balaam would go, whoa, okay, I get it. You know, really the key to the Christian life is to be so in tune with God, having spent time in his word, having spent time talking to him through prayer, having spent time around Christian brothers and sisters who encourage you in your walk, having spent time at church where you learn more about the Bible and learn more about God and learn more about yourself. Really, the key to the Christian life is to so get in tune with God that he can just whisper. If you can get to the place that God can whisper and you get it, you're in a good spot. But what extent does God have to go? With Balaam, he makes a donkey speak. Now, you got to remember this. Always in every situation, there's two possibilities of where everything comes from in life. One of them is from God, and one of them is from the devil. How do you know which one it is that's speaking to you? Well, number one, if it lines up with the scriptures, it's a God thing. The devil's not going to lead you to do something in line with the scriptures. God's not going to lead you to do something that's in opposition to the scriptures. But always remember, so when I see things like this with a donkey speaking, the first thing that comes to my mind is, hey, who made that donkey speak? Well, what does the donkey do? The donkey calls Balaam to a righteous life, to fix something, to do something that he should do, to give him direction. That's a sign that it's from God. By the way, the devil will never lead you in the right direction. He'll always lead you to destruction. Now, it may look good in the beginning, but it will always be destruction in the end. Ask yourself, is it a blessing or a curse? Don't forget that just because it might be a good thing or look like a good thing to you, that doesn't mean that it's always a blessing of the Lord. It could be possible that the devil is cursing you with good in your life to make you think what you're doing is the right thing. When donkeys speak, I say, listen up. But then here's the really crazy part of the story to me. Balaam speaks to the donkey. When donkeys speak, you need to listen up. When you start speaking to a donkey, I think it's interesting. What does he say is the reason that he spoke? When she says, why did you do that to me? He said, because you made me look like a fool. Now stop for just a second and picture that situation. You are talking to a donkey, and you're worried that you look like a fool. By the way, who did he look like a fool to? Who was there? It says that he was there and his servants. You see, I think one of the keys to the whole story is that Balaam is praying to the wrong audience. You see, if he wasn't so concerned with what the other people thought, he would not have been concerned that his donkey didn't do what he wanted him to do. But he didn't want the servants to think, you better obey me, but the donkey doesn't have to. He's worried about what they thought. Are we not the same way? Now, y'all know I ride a bike pretty regular. Do you remember back when you were a kid and you rode a bike? Do you remember when you'd have a wreck? You rode it off the curb, you did something wrong, you did whatever, something didn't go right, and you wrecked it. Do you know this? What do we all do when we wreck a bike? What's the first thing we do? Right? We all have a tendency to get up, look around, see if anybody saw us wreck it before we even check and see if we're bleeding. We'll check and see if anybody saw it. We have a tendency to play to the wrong audience. Just like Balaam. It's what got him in trouble. He was worried about his servants. That was the only people there. He was worried about them. He said, "You made me look like a fool." We're often guilty of playing to the wrong audience. When I was writing my sermon this week, I couldn't help but think of that Travis Tritt song. I spell T-R-O-U. I smell T-R-O-U-B-L-E. I'm going to tell you, when you play to the wrong audience, trouble is on the horizon. When your decisions are based upon what other people think as opposed to where God leads and what God has directed and what God thinks, you got trouble on the horizon. That's where Balaam was. I think it's significant for us to remember that. Look at the verse 31 to 34. It says, "Then the Lord opened Balaam's eyes, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the path with a drawn sword in his hand." I think it's interesting that just a minute ago he said to the donkey, "If I had a sword, I'd have killed you." I think it's interesting that the angel of the Lord is standing in the path with a drawn sword in his hand. Balaam knelt and bowed with his face to the ground. Verse 32, the angel of the Lord asked him, "Why have you beaten your donkey these three times? Look, I came out to oppose you because what you are doing is evil in my sight. The donkey saw me and turned away from me these three times. If she had not turned away from me, I would have killed you by now and let her live." Balaam said to the angel of the Lord, "I have sinned, for I did not know that you were standing in the path to confront me. And now, if it is evil in your sight, I will go back." Then the angel of the Lord said to Balaam, "Go with the men, but you are to say only what I tell you." So Balaam went with Balak's officials. When Balak heard that Balaam was coming, he went out to meet him at the Moabite city of the Arnon border at the edge of his territory. Balak asked Balaam, "Did I not send you an urgent summons? Why didn't you come to me? Am I really not able to reward you?" And Balaam said to him, "Look, I have come to you, but can I say anything I want? I must speak only the message God puts in my mouth." You see, God had a plan for him. Balaam finally figured out, hey, even if it's the king, it don't matter. You need to know you can't tell me what to say. I can only say what God wants me to say. But it's interesting that he says in verse 31, it says, "Then the Lord opened Balaam's eyes." I wonder this morning, how many of you have had your eyes opened while I've been speaking that God has said to you, "Hey, pay attention. I've been telling you. I've been telling you." I wonder this morning if there's any of you here that's been seeking God's direction and God's given you His direction, but you're determined you're not going to do that. For some of you, you've already not done what He asked you to do. It's interesting that He sent the angel of the Lord to speak to Balaam. And He says, with a sword drawn, it's interesting that it said He had a sword drawn. What's the next step from here? I wonder if God's getting ready to say to you, "Hey, it's hot. It's hot." I wonder if God's getting ready to just let you go ahead and burn yourself. I wonder this morning if any of us have been praying and seeking God, and He's given us direction about what He wants us to do, but we're just not going to be faithful. We're just going to be stubborn. We're worried about what everybody else thinks, the wrong audience. I think it's interesting that it says the Lord opened His eyes where He could see. Why do we close our eyes? Most of us, when we get afraid, we'll close our eyes. We'll dodge. It's one of the first things we do is close our eyes. Sometimes for us, the reason that we close our eyes is because we're just being stubborn. You'll see it with kids. They'll just close their eyes like if they can't see you, that you're not there. And sometimes we do it because we're asleep. I wonder this morning, is there somebody here that's just afraid? You got your eyes closed? I wonder if there's somebody here this morning that's just being stubborn. and you got your eyes closed. Or I wonder if you're just asleep. You're just sleeping through life. You got your eyes closed and you're missing out on what God has for you. I want you to know God will open your eyes the same as he did Balaam's, to see him and to see his way. But you got to make that move. In verse 31b, it's interesting, but it says, Balaam knelt and bowed with his face to the ground. By the way, that's where you start. That's where you start. Balaam knelt and bowed with his face to the ground. And then in verse 34, it says, Balaam said to the angel, I have sinned. That's interesting. That's step two. First, you got to bow and kneel. And then you got to admit that you haven't been faithful to what God's led you to do. And then it's interesting in verse 35, or verse 34. He says, and now, if it's evil in your sight, I will go back. I want you to know, some of you this morning, you need to hear this. God gives you a do-over. Balaam says, hey, I'll go back. I won't even go on to Balak. If that's not what you want me to do, I'll go back. And God says, no, you go ahead, but you better only say what I want you to say. Sometimes God does send us back. Is that you this morning? You got your eyes closed, just being stubborn? You got your eyes closed, just sleeping through life? Or do you got your eyes closed because God's calling you to take a step of faith that's really kind of scary? Are you willing to let the Lord open your eyes? I would tell you this morning, for some of you, the step of faith you need to take is to say, hey, I don't understand everything about the Bible, but I do believe God loves me. And I do believe I'm a sinner. I've done things wrong. And I do believe Jesus died on the cross for me. And I do believe he rose from the dead. And that forgiveness is available. Some of you have been thinking that now for several weeks or maybe for several months or some of you maybe for years. But you just can't come to the front and pray with one of us and get it straight so that you don't have to be worried about it or so that you get it settled because you're playing to the wrong audience. You're worried about what everybody else in here is going to think. You better be worried about what God thinks. Right, Mindy? I see Mindy smiling over there. It's great to have it settled, isn't it? So much more peaceful. Makes you wonder why you fought the battle for so long, doesn't it? I want you to know it's available to you too. And I'll promise you, there ain't nobody in here that's coming forward. I know that's terrible grammar. But there ain't nobody in here this morning that would give your life to Jesus that more people would think, that's strange than what thought it for Mindy. But it ultimately comes down to who's your audience, doesn't it, Mindy? Who you playing to? Maybe it's not salvation. Maybe some of you this morning are on the verge of an affair, or maybe you're already involved in one. And God's saying to you, hey, I told you no. Maybe you're on the verge of a bad business decision or a bad financial decision, and you know it. I think God's saying to you this morning, you better listen. He may send a donkey to talk to you. But he might send the angel of the Lord with a sword too. Will you be faithful to whatever God called you to do this morning? Whatever he's speaking to you about, let's pray.